Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So Moses and the Israelites are trying to make their way through the wilderness of Sinai, the desert of Sinai, and Jethro, it says in chapter 18 of Exodus, Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that God had done for Moses and for his people Israel and how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. And so Jethro winds up going to see what's happening with Moses and the Israelites, and we get this story. It says, the next day Moses sat as judge for the people, while the people stood around him from morning till evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, "What is this that you're doing for the people? Why do you sit alone with all the people standing around you from morning to evening?" And Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, they come to me, I decide between one person and another, and I make known to them the statutes and instructions of God." Now, Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What you are doing is not good. You will surely wear out yourself, both you and this people with you, for the task is too heavy for you. It cannot be done alone. Now listen to me, and I will give you counsel, and God be with you. You should represent the people before God, and you should bring their cases before God. Teach them the statutes and the instructions, and make known to them the way that they are to go and the things they are to do. You should also look for other able men among all the people, men who fear God, are trustworthy, and hate dishonest gain, and set such men over the officers of thousands and hundreds and fifties and tens." So we have this a moment where Moses' father-in-law gives him some managerial advice. And it's simply this: you can't do it all yourself. You can't. I can't, you can't, and no one can. If you think that you can do everything, you're wrong. You'll wear yourself out and you won't do your best work. That's the thing. Now, that was the assessment of Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, right? Jethro went on to say that Moses had to learn to delegate tasks and share his authority with others, but others whom he trusted. That's important too. Moses needed to be careful in his selection of people he would put in charge, but he needed to have others share the burdens and the blessings of leadership with him. Now, this is a reality of leadership that is as true today as it was in Moses' time. Great leaders don't do everything. In fact, the mark of a truly fine leader is often their ability to cultivate the leadership abilities of others. You know, honestly, some people like to be big shots, right? Believing that they're the only ones who can do a particular job. There are other folks who don't delegate because they don't believe things will be done well if they're not involved themselves. And still others do not share tasks because they don't want to impose upon others by asking people to join them in their work. I mean, all these are pathways to leadership peril, right? Leadership requires delegating authority. And when that happens, organizations, communities, relationships actually begin to grow stronger. See, Moses took his father-in-law's advice, and the Hebrew people were actually strengthened by Moses' actions. And the same can happen with us. When we delegate some of our authority, when we share the burdens we bear with others so that we're all strengthened. So I want you to think about this. What tasks or authority do you need to share with someone else right now so that you can grow them, but also so that the burden is shared and your burden isn't too heavy? Let's pray. Lord, we often feel best when we're doing something ourselves because we feel as if we know how to do things best, right? Lord God, however, my compulsion, our compulsion to do everything may actually squelch the leadership potential of others. And Lord God, it also limits what can be done because there are natural limits on our time. Lord God, we need your help to help us to delegate. Help us to share tasks with others. Help us to empower others to positions of authority so that we both grow, we all grow, and our work is done even better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.